Masechet Makot Perek Bet Mishnah He. Until the killer gets to the Ir Miklat, the Goel Hadam can kill him, and the killer is in danger. So the Mishnah tells us that we have certain halachot that were there to help protect the killer. We don't want bloodshed. Umchuvanot lahen derachim mizolazo. The roads that led to the Ir Miklat were straight. They went directly there. They weren't curvy. So the killer can get there quickly. He could reach the Ir Miklat without getting caught by the Goel Hadam, and he gave him a safe passage towards there. There was no curvy roads, and there was, at every turn or every crossroads, there was a sign that said Miklat at every direction. We're going to learn in the next Mishnah that what they would do is they would put the killer on trial just to determine that the killing happened b'shogeg. But before it was determined if he did it b'shogeg, the Goel Hadam was not allowed to kill him. But if he did, he would be patur. He wouldn't get in trouble for it. So therefore, even at this point in time, before the trial, there's a good chance that the Goel Hadam is going to come after him. So therefore, right away, after he kills b'shogeg, the recommendation is that he runs to the Ir Miklat. And we learn here that there was a road direction in Mar, like the Pasuk tells us about the Ir Miklat. Tachin lecha haderech mishilashta. Prepare a road for yourself and divide the land. It tells us here that we have to prepare the road to the Ir Miklat so that the killer can get there quickly. Like we mentioned, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah that after the killer gets to the Ir Miklat, the court would bring him in and put him on trial to see if he was actually required to go into exile. If they eventually say that he was shogeg, and the killer then has to return to the Ir Miklat, the Hachamim want to make sure that he's protected on his journey back, because technically now the Goel Hadam could kill him until he gets there. So therefore, Umosrin lahen shenet talmide Hachamim. The court provides the shogeg killer with two Hachamim, two rabbis, who escort him all the way to the Ir Miklat. Shema yahargenu baderech, because we suspect that the Goel Hadam is going to come try and get him on the way. He knows that once the murderer gets to the Ir Miklat, he's out of reach and he can't kill him. So therefore, he'll take advantage of the opportunity now. So we assign two rabbis. And what are the rabbis going to do? Vidaberu elav. They're going to talk, those rabbis, to the Goel Hadam, and they should try and convince him to spare the killer's life. Even though the Goel Hadam has the rights and the permission to kill, the Torah, of course, frowns upon it, and therefore they want to have the rabbis discourage the Goel Hadam for taking his revenge. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir omer. Rabbi Meir says, no, we don't have two hachamim speak for the killer. Af hu mindaber al yidei atzmo. The killer speaks for himself to the Goel Hadam, and he should plead for his life. You don't have the rabbis to it. Shneimar, like the Pasuk tells us when talking about this, bezeh debar harosech. This is the matter. The word devad here means matter, but it also means dibur, the word of the killer. So we see an allusion here for the fact that the killer is going to speak up for himself. Masechet Makot Perek Bet Mishnah Vav. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about what would happen in any situation where somebody was killed. What do they do right away in order to make sure that things go correctly? Mishnah says, Rabbi Yoseh bar Rabbi Yehuda omer, but tehila, originally, right away, when a killing happens, ehad shogeg ve'ehad mezid makdimin la'adem miklat, whether the killing happened intentionally or unintentionally, right away, they rush the killer to the Ir Miklat, because the Goel Hadam, even though he's not allowed to kill the person here, if it was shogeg, if it was a mistake, until the trial happens and the judges declare the killing to be shogeg, if he killed him, he would be patur. So we're still nervous that the Goel Hadam, the avenger of blood, is going to kill the murderer over here. So we rush him to the Ir Miklat to protect him. Ubet din shulchinu mevi'ino tomisham. The court then eventually brings him, the killer who was there, for trial. Mishnit hayev mita bebet din haraguhu. If the person, the killer, is eventually sentenced to death by the court, they determine that he killed on purpose, then haragu, they kill him, they execute him. If two people, witnesses, and the entire thing happened according to Dean, and they said he did it on purpose, they kill him. V'shiloni tayev mita, but if they found that he's not liable to be put to death, for example, let's say they said that the killing was totally unexpected, then petaruhu, they quit him. And if they acquit him in this case, the Goel Hadam is not allowed to kill him either because it wasn't a shogeg. It was a total unexpected circumstance. Now we'll get to when somebody goes to the Eid Miklat. Mishinit Hayev Galut, if the court determined that he has to go to the exile, to Eid Miklat, if they determine that the killing was beshogeg, was by mistake, then Mahazirino told him Komo. Then they returned him to the place, to the Eid Miklat that he came from. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk tells us, Veheshivu oto ha'ida il Eid Miklato, like the Pasuk says, the Eda, which is really the courts, they return the killer over here to the Eid Miklat, and that's what we said in the previous Mishnah, where they appoint two Talmidei HaChamim who could accompany him to convince the Goel Hadam not to kill him, like we said. The killer here has to stay in the Eid Miklat in order to avoid being killed by the Goel Hadam until the time that the Kohen Gadol dies. The Mishnah will now elaborate on what type of Kohen Gadol are we talking about that has to die in order to allow the killer to go free and the Goel Hadam to not be allowed to kill him. Mishnah says, Ehad Mashuach b'shem min ha-mishchah, whether we're talking about a Kohen Gadol who had the special anointing oil, the Shem min ha-mishchah, poured on him, Ve'ehad ha-merubeh b'begadim, or he was just simply a Kohen Gadol who became the Kohen Gadol by putting on the 8 special garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear rather than the 4 garments worn by the regular Kohanim. What are we saying over here? Basically, originally a Kohen Gadol would become the Kohen Gadol by having the special Shem min ha-mishchah poured on him. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who prepared this special oil, but at the end of the Bayit Rishon, the end of the first Beit HaMikdash, the oil was hidden away to prevent one of the enemies of the Jewish people from capturing it. So the Kohen at that point in time just became the Kohen Gadol by wearing the special clothes of the Kohen Gadol without the Shem min ha-mishchah. So we're talking about either type of Kohen, and then in addition to him, Ve'ehad she'avad m'mishihato, or even a Kohen Gadol who stepped down from his position. In other words, the regular Kohen Gadol would serve on Yom Kippur, but if he became Baal Keri, he had an emission, he became Tameh on Yom Kippur, they had a deputy in place to take his spot, because only the Kohen Gadol could bring the Korbanot on Yom Kippur, and he's Tameh, so therefore they would have someone take his spot. After that all happened, and the regular Kohen Gadol became pure once more, they would take the substitute Kohen Gadol, and they would remove him from his position, and he was no longer the Kohen Gadol. But for the rest of his life, because the fact is he served temporarily as the Kohen Gadol, he's considered to be a Kohen Gadol. And we're going to say that even if he dies, and the regular Kohen Gadol is still serving, that would be enough to free the killer from the Eid HaMiklat. That's what we say, Mahzirin et harotzeach. The death of any of these people would allow the killer to go free from the Eid Miklat, and the Goel Hadam not have the ability to kill him. Either one of the Kohen Gadol, either he was anointed with Shem HaMishchah to become the Kohen Gadol, or he just simply wore more clothing to become Kohen Gadol. That's how that they didn't have the Shem HaMishchah for him. Or even if it was somebody who was Kohen Gadol for a week, a very short time, while the regular Kohen Gadol was becoming pure, his death also would allow the murderer to go free without having to worry about the Goel Hadam. Another opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Meshuach Milchama Mahzir Tarotzeach, says Rabbi Yehuda, even the death of a Kohen who was anointed for war, they would have a Kohen who would motivate and inspire the Jewish army before they would go to battle, even he, his death would allow the killer to return home. Even though he's not really the Kohen Gadol, he has some similarity to a Kohen Gadol. For example, he's not allowed to marry a widow, so we consider that to be the death of a Kohen Gadol as well, and the killer could go free from the Eid Miklat. Lefichach, imotehen shel kohanim mesapekot lahen mihya uchsut. The killer going free depends on the death of the Kohen Gadol. We're nervous that the killer now is going to pray for the death of that Kohen Gadol, so in order to sort of appease and make the murderer not pray for that, there was a practice that the mothers of the Kohanim HaGedolim would supply food and clothing to the people who were stuck in the Eid Miklat, those killers, in order to try and appease them. Kedesh shelo yitpalelu al b'nehem she'amutu, in order so that they won't pray for their sons of these women, the Kohen Gadol, to die. What is the connection between the Kohen Gadol dying and the killer going free, Hachamim tell us that the Kohen Gadol should have been praying that no accidents happen to his people when he went into the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur. If he prayed properly, then maybe a Shogeg killing wouldn't have happened, and it would have prevented this man from having to go to the Ir Miklat. So therefore, we're tying these two facts in. And we say, even though Hashem is not going to listen to a prayer for somebody to die unless that person deserves it, maybe in this scenario, there's concern that the tefillah of the murderer is going to be heard, because the Kohen Gadol is, in a way, responsible, even though it's very slightly over here, because he didn't pray hard enough, and therefore we're nervous that the killer's tefillah is going to have an effect and Hashem is going to answer him. Meshinigmar dino met Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol died after the killer was sentenced to be exiled to the Ir Miklat, but before he actually arrived there, and let's say the Kohen Gadol died right at that point, so he didn't get to the Ir Miklat yet, but he was already sentenced to go, Hadezeh eno goleh, the killer does not have to go to the Ir Miklat. The fact that the Kohen Gadol died after the sentencing is enough to say that he now goes free and the Goel Hadam is not allowed to attack him. Once the sentencing happened, it's considered to be as if the exile, the galut, happened, and the death of the Kohen Gadol then takes away the fact that he needs to go to the Ir Miklat. But im ad shelo nigmar dino met Kohen Gadol, but if the Kohen Gadol died after the killing, but before the killer was sentenced to go to the galut, uminu aher tahtav, then they appoint another Kohen Gadol in his place, and then the killer was sentenced to death after the new Kohen was already appointed, then Chozer b'mitato shel sheni, then he could only be freed from the Ir Miklat when the new Kohen Gadol dies. He's not freed with the death of the first Kohen, even though it happened after he killed that person, because it all really is about the sentencing. If the sentencing didn't happen yet when the Kohen Gadol died, then that doesn't free him. He has to wait for the death of the new second Kohen Gadol.